AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has reaffirmed his strong refusal to cede any territory, resisting U.S. pressure to painful concessions to Russia. He met with Pope Leo, who said, "It seems like the U.S. is trying to abandon a long-standing alliance with Europe."
It's a program that President Trump and his advisors put together. He's the President of the United States, has a right to do that. It has a number of things in it that I think, perhaps many people in the United States would be in agreement, I think many others would see things in a different way.
President Trump pressed Zelensky to accept the U.S. proposal that Ukraine cede territory to Russia, arguing Moscow has the upper hand in its nearly four-year-old war, and Zelensky's government must play ball. At least two of several agreements aimed at ending global conflicts that President Trump has hailed as evidence of his negotiating prowess are in trouble and at risk of collapsing in Congo and at the Cambodia-Thailand border. Illinois has a new law shielding immigrants from federal enforcement near courthouses, hospitals, university campuses, and daycares. Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the law, and it takes effect immediately. President Trump will road test his claim he's fixing Americans' affordability woes at a nighttime rally in Pennsylvania.
What you have to understand, the word affordability, I inherited a mess. I inherited a total mess. Prices were at an all-time high when I came in. Prices are coming down substantially.
The president spoke to Politico. The trip comes as polling consistently shows public trust in his economic leadership has faltered. The White House has sought to convince voters the economy will emerge stronger next year. San Diego officials have approved $30 million for the family of a teenager killed by police in one of the largest such settlements in the U.S. Federal judge in New York has granted the Justice Department request to publicly release grand jury transcripts and other material from Ghislaine Maxwell's sex trafficking case. This is AP News. A federal judge will allow a Tufts University foreign student who was detained to resume research while challenging her arrest.
Rumeysa Ozturk is the Turkish PhD student who was arrested in March, carried away in an unmarked vehicle. She had her student visa revoked and her student record terminated after co-authoring an op-ed criticizing her university's response to Israel and the war in Gaza. U.S. District Judge Denise Casper ruled that the termination of her student record was likely arbitrary and capricious. Ozturk's been out of a Louisiana immigrant detention center since May and has maintained a full course load and plans to graduate next year. In a statement, she said, while she's grateful for the court's decision, she feels a great deal of grief for the education she's been arbitrarily denied. I hope one day, she says, we can create a world where everyone uses education to learn, connect, civically engaged, and benefit others rather than criminalize and punish those whose opinions differ from our own. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.